Hello, and thank you for joining us for a few inspirational moments and loving conversation with C. Melita Webb. It's been a few days since we had the opportunity to speak and touch bases, and I found that this week was just full of moments that I didn't expect and other moments where I had some laughter and some solace. And so I sipped today and I wrote a few prayers, and I wanted to talk with you and see how things went for your week, and also let you know that we are still here. We're just moving along with life and doing the best we can each day. I'm not sure if I shared with you that one of my sisters had given me the request for a book of prayers, a full 365 prayers. And so while we have many books in process, this one is one that is actually, it's one that's causing me to smile, because it's from, of course, my dear sister, and it's causing me to rejoice in my heart, because prayers has turned to be one of my favorite things to write. Poetry is the one that comes most natural to me, because that's the way that I think. But when I sit and I get into the rhythm of writing prayers, my heart just comes alive in a way that is hard to explain. But I get this smile in my heart, and it shows up on my face. And I write prayers for so many different reasons. I write prayers to just be thankful and walk in gratitude. I write prayers when someone I love has requested them, or someone that I know is ill. And sometimes I just write them in my heart, and I don't actually write them on paper, but I speak them to God, and I am thankful for the connection that everyone has through the gift of prayer. Whether you are a daily prayer, a constant prayer, or someone who hasn't actually prayed, it's like being able to speak directly into your Father's ears, and to know that the most loving Father is on the other side of your ear listening. And you know, whether you're crying through tears on paper or through screams in your heart, He is there and He's listening. And so I have two short prayers that I want to share with you today, and I hope that you enjoy them. This is what I do when I'm not able to actually always breathe, but I have something in my heart, and these prayers are speaking to me today, and so I just want to share them with you. And I actually haven't really named them. I've just wrote them. And yeah, so the first one is just Amazing God. Yeah, that's what we're going to call this one. So I'm going to ask you just to close your eyes if it's in your spirit, and to just listen to my heart. Dear Amazing God, there are so many times during my day where I think of you and a smile comes on my face. I think of your goodness and love, and instantly my heart feels your peace. It does not matter what else has happened in my day. Thoughts of your mercy and grace, and the fact that you always make a way, lifts my spirit and brings joy to my day. Thank you. Thank you. And my second prayer, Father, you are my peace in a world that only offers fake dreams and confusion. You are my strength in a world built on greed and perceived superiority. When I know, Father, you are the only the only supreme being. And greed is nothing that our souls should be seeking. You are the whisper into my mind that allows me to be what you intended me to be when you created me. Often things try to break my spirit, and I shout out to you, Father, if it is not from you, I refuse to hear it. See, you fill my world and my heart with meaning, with joy, with laughter, and with love. And Father, without you, I would not be able to stand through all the things life has thrown my way. So please continue to speak your words into my heart, to give me meaning to share with your children, and to bless us all each day. We pray this simple prayer through your Son, Jesus Christ's name. And we say amen. Abba, dear Father, Abba. We love you. Amen. And so I don't know what your day has been like. I don't know what your week has been like, or your month, or your year, but I know who your God is. And I know that with God, we will make it through. So I'm going to wish you a beautiful morning, a wonderful afternoon, and a blessed evening of peace. Don't give up on your journey. Don't stop halfway through. Don't question your place, because you are never missing to God. Your essence is always in God's face. I love you. Be well.